Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Minanda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. And welcome. It's Tuesday, April 20th, 2010.
That's right. Episode 6.06, the final draft show, the pre-draft NFC needs part two.
The draft is so close. Can you smell it, Steven?
Yes, I can smell it.
That was me. Sorry.
Yeah, going to cover the NFC South and the NFC West.
And it will, interestingly enough, end with the team that is on the clock.
Okay, if we sort them that way, sure.
We have an age-old debate on the show as to how one alphabetizes by city
how
with St. Louis.
Spell
St. Louis.
S-A-I-N-T. That comes before San Francisco and Seattle.
But most people go S-T, period, and that comes in. That's an age-old debate on the show, and it's a fun one. We've been debating that for 6 years now.
But since it kind of does... Since it works out.
I think in this case, we should end with the Rams. We should, because everything ends
with
the Rams.
We'll go ST period today, but I'm not giving this one up.
No.
I still think
this is not precedent setting, Steven. No, this is just simply, they're the worst team in the NFL.
They are.
Therefore, the St. Louis Rams are on the clock.
That's right. They've been on the clock for a while now. So we'll talk about what they're going to do with that number one pick. Are they going to keep it and take Bradford, or will they trade it away to somewhere else? Or will they not even
go
take
Domikitsu and actually go smart?
One day,
20 hours, 19 minutes, and 8 seconds from this recording date till the draft.
So let's get it started.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So I'm ready for the draft, Jeff. You know that during last episode, I talked about how I was going to be possibly filming on Thursday.
Yes.
And
a lot of things have changed since the last show. You know, things change too frequently for us.
They do. We are on, shall we say, a constant swivel.
Okay, I like a lazy Susan. Life is a lazy Susan.
Life is a lazy Susan. You could be one way one day and the next completely.
And by the way, if you could spin the Mugu guy pen my way, I'd get a little hungry.
Okay, there you go. Constant
swivel. What happened?
And so I already filmed.
Okay.
I already filmed my part in this pilot episode.
Now, did you feel at all that you were being racially taken advantage of?
No, it's actually, he's the smart guy.
In Shakespearean lore, he's the wise fool. Well, you always have it. Every Shakespeare man, you've got the guy who is the court jester, but he actually is the one who knows everything.
I play a gardener, which I guess you can kind of.
This is my point.
He, during one scene, he's on the phone with his broker, and he's moving money into T-bills.
Nice.
You know.
Dump gold. I think it's peaked. Sir, how would you like your lawn finished? Dump the gold now!
So
serious!
So it's pretty funny.
No more precious metals. They've peaked.
You know, he talks about how the guy that he's working the lawn for, how he kind of looks like Goose from Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. Edwards. Yeah. No, I love Goose. He's weird, and, man. The tank top and the mustache.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, first of all, to be in front of the camera again.
And you're working with Nipper, too, aren't you?
Working with Nipper again, yes.
Back again after all these years.
And it's funny. And so I get to the set. And the sound guy is a sound guy that I've worked before in another movie.
I thought you were going to say it's Brian from Back LA. That would be weird.
That would be weird. No, but his name's Greg, and I worked with him on another feature film. And so it's like, wow, Nipper, you're bringing in like some pro people
to shoot
this pilot. And it's like, yeah.
Well, when you're Nipper, you can do that.
Yeah, you can.
You got a nice little life, and you can pick your projects as you will, and get the people you want involved that you will. You got no one looking over your shoulder.
So that's pretty cool, but I'm ready for the draft. I will now. I just found out Elena on Thursday will be going with Trisha.
Nice.
Because it's Bring Your Child to Work Day.
Yes, stay late. Isn't it Bring Your Child to Work and Stay Late Day?
And I get to work from home on Thursday.
And unfortunately, Jordan has a game on Thursday during the draft in Santa Fe Springs. I'm bailing. First things first, dude. We should be on with Sky Sport News at 12:45 our time, so 8:45 over there in the UK.
Right. 8:45.
And so I basically had to tell Jordan this is the first of his high school games I've probably missed. And as the official scorekeeper and announcer and things like that, I'm like, dude, you guys are on your own because the draft calls, and I'm going to be there. That's
and
all
I'm
going to
be analyzing.
We're going to be analyzing. We'll be analyzing now.
So for all of our listeners in the UK, know that Thursday prior to the draft,
right,
at 8:45 your time, local time there in the UK, you can catch us on Sky Sports News.
Yep.
We'll be giving our analysis for the first
First few picks. Rams, Lions, Browns.
And throw out some names that you possibly might not heard of.
Right.
Of some people to look for here in the upcoming draft. So that's
but we'll probably talk about some of them today.
That's right. We might. Let's get straight to the news because, Jeffrey, it wouldn't be NFL rants and raves without a good old boy.
We're starting there?
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
You know, Steven.
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
And this time we go to an unfamiliar place.
Now, this is a city that never has people arrested. I mean, literally, the whole city never has people arrested. But certainly a franchise that is not known for arrests.
The Indianapolis Colts. Now, there wasn't an arrest here, but what we've got is a case of a civil suit where Colts defensive lineman Eric Foster is facing allegations of sexual assault by a 22-year-old college student before the AFC Championship game this past January. Apparently, there was no criminal charges brought against him because...
Well, let me explain how this works a little bit. If you're going to have a criminal case,
yes,
especially in the United States, for those who don't know, or for those who are smart enough to stay out of legal issues... A criminal case means you're going to have to bring it before a trial and a jury of your peers, and you're going to have to convince the preponderance of the evidence, overwhelming, and you're going to have every juror agree that the person is guilty or not guilty in order for there to be a charge filed.
Right.
Whereas a civil, you only have to convince 8 of the 12 or half. I don't even know. I'm not a lawyer. But it's just, it's less than all.
Right.
And so that's if you don't feel like you have a strong enough case for a criminal case, you'll often go the civil route and try and get that way. And by the way, 85-90% of all cases settle out of court before it ever gets to that point, which makes it about money.
So the civil lawsuit, this woman is accusing Foster of sexual assault, battery, false imprisonment, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Emotional distress.
Yes. It's not that she was wearing
that
dress.
Because she may be woolly.
She was emotional distress. The timing of it all seems rather fishy to me.
Yeah.
You wait 3-4 months before you decide you're going to,
most smart people try and make the timing work to their advantage, and since this is the NFL's week, although the NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs are in full swing, this is the NFL's week.
I haven't had a chance
to read your article.
Or read any of my tweets, but I said yesterday, so apparently there are two other sports that
I
are
can
in
quote
playoff.
Your tweet.
Yeah,
I've got
go
that.
Ahead. Well,
apparently
it.
There's a sport or two in playoffs right now. Who do you think gets better ratings Thursday? NFL draft, Bulls, Cavs, or playoff NHL? And I would add to that Survivor. Who's going to get the better ratings?
Or Survivor.
Who's going to get
or
better ratings
on Thursday?
I think Survivor's on. Someone mentioned that,
okay.
And they're saying this is a really gutsy move by the NFL to go up against these things. It's like, no, it's a gutsy move by the other teams to actually stations to do anything if the NFL is doing something of significance. Sorry.
Yeah, ESPN said, we're just going to do the draft.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be covering NBA?
Put it on the deuce. Or the Ocho, for those of you who are... What is that Talladega Nights?
Dodgeball.
ESPN, the Ocho.
Dodgeball. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Smack! throws a wrench at him and smacks
him right in the head.
Oh, gosh.
But no, Steven, the website's great. The website is doing really well. I've just been busy with our Blitz project, and I've been busy with
yes.
with everything else surrounding the draft and trying to get ready for our TV thing on Thursday.
Yes.
And making sure that, you know, I'm realizing, Stephen,
yes,
with all the draft knowledge that I've crammed into my brain, mm-hmm, I suspect once cameras roll on Thursday, I will use 2% of that, because it's just the amount
way
of time.
It happens, yeah.
98% of what I know is going to go in the toilet.
As Rich said,
oh my God, God help us.
Whoever
if
the announcer is, God help us.
If it's Jim White, we're dead, because who knows where Jim could go.
Jim could take us anywhere he wants.
That's right. So. When Jim takes you, just go along for the ride and enjoy it. Jim White, love him.
Yeah, he's awesome. So there you go. We just,
what? Come on, talk to me.
I guess the only advice, Steven, I could give to these young men, because they are young, and I remember when I was 25 years old, and, you know, I was young and single, and, you know, I wasn't rich like these guys, but I had, I was making a good living for a 25-year-old. And
reminder, you're married to my sister.
Yes, I'm.
Just a reminder. Yeah, no, as you're about to tell some stories about sowing your wild oats.
All I am saying.
And she listens to the show.
I know she does listen to the show. Trust me, we have conversations about it.
All right.
Apparently, something came up. What came? Rome came up. Because I don't know if you know, I studied a semester.
Yes.
In the Rome campus, University of Dallas. Well, I don't talk about that much. And she was kind of wondering why. We were watching Angels and Demons, the Tom Cruise.
Yeah. The sequel to the
Da Vinci Code.
There you go.
And so we're watching that movie, and she's like, you never talk about it. You know, you know all the locations, and you know, yeah, you, she's like, but you never say much.
Why is that?
And I'm like, yeah, you don't really want to know about my time.
Steven was working with Interpol at the time, and those things have yet to be declassified.
Yeah, I can't talk about my time overseas, especially my time in Paris.
Just to point out that Stephen was recruited by all of the military academies.
That is true.
Isn't it entirely possible that he did some subterfuge for them? Isn't it possible?
Well, we shouldn't discuss
that. We shouldn't
that
speculate, because you might get killed. And last thing I want is a sniper, you know, with these windows going in.
I'd be gone. But yeah, so I was like, honey, it's best to not dig in some places.
So you guys have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah.
Okay.
About some things. For the most part, we're pretty open.
Dee Dee and I don't, because we don't have the advantage. We've known each other most of our lives.
Right, right.
We met when we were like 20.
Yeah, so I tell Trisha, I was like, you know what? It's probably best you don't ask a lot about before you and I met.
Specifically about Rome.
Specifically about my college days. I put it that way.
All right.
My whole 4 years of college, okay? If you want to go there, you might find out that I might have been called a player. How about that?
And you might want to make sure that your self-esteem is in order.
Right.
You know,
right,
so that you can actually deal with the fact that you have a past.
And some of these women were prominent, should we say,
yeah,
in pop culture.
Public life.
Yes. And so we don't need to get into those.
Although now you've piqued everyone's curiosity, including mine.
I can't have, you know about one.
I'm playing dumb, Stephen. Oh. I'm playing dumb, because the last thing I want is for my sister to come say, Jeff, and she wouldn't know that I was playing dumb, because I'm a good enough actor.
Right. Yeah,
I'm playing dumb, Stephen.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I
just
don't
like
know
you
what
didn't
want to
talk
about
that last thing last week,
so
and I blew
go.
That. I was trying to go along with it. I was just
and
playing dumb.
And you were
dumb.
Going along great. Thank
was,
you very much.
Dang, I was trying so hard.
You know, so
playing dumb's not easy
so
for someone smart as me.
Happen.
Yeah.
And
people were killed.
But what I'm saying is that, look, you are in an age and in a position of public prominence where
Eric Foster?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a defensive tackle.
But the dude played significant. He played in every game last year. And
no,
he made
I'm not saying
significant contribution.
I'm not saying that Eric Foster is not a baller. Okay,
right.
But he doesn't play one of the skills positions where
exactly.
you are recognized on the street.
Exactly.
That's my only point.
Okay, but the deal is, I feel that if someone like me at my age during your time was able to have the fun that I had, let's just put it that way.
We'll just call it Big Fun in Baltimore. That goes back to the Cosby Show. Do you remember that?
Big fun
in Baltimore!
So let's just say I was able to have Big Fun in Baltimore
yeah.
without forcing
any consequences.
A woman to do something she didn't want to do.
Right.
Someone.
Oh, forcing, not
yes,
foreseen.
Forcing, yes.
Okay. So,
forcing a woman to do something she didn't want to do. I was able to have big fun in Baltimore
right.
without doing that. I would
completely
think that these
consensual.
Guys, yes. I would think that these guys who are well off and wealthy and,
yeah.
you know, for the most part, good looking
yeah.
and have means.
Foster's good looking.
You wouldn't have to force someone to do something.
Well.
There are plenty of women out there that are going to want to do it and have fun.
I just
with you.
I question
if that's what you want to do.
Right.
I'm not condoning that. I'm not saying that's what you should go do. But if that's what you want to do, you can do it without forcing a woman to do it. That's
that, you can or you, you ought.
You ought to. You should.
It's
you
a moral
should.
Imperative.
It
shall
is.
We say
yes?
When a woman says no,
stop and
yeah.
to be like, you know what? I thought you were into me. Sorry.
And
there
let's
you
just,
go.
Let's
the
just
door.
Pretend that she's saying no and she may not mean it. Move on to other women.
Still,
move on to other
she
women
said
because
no.
her no is simply saying, best case scenario for you, she's playing mind games. Best case scenario.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you're going to end up in jail because she actually does mean it.
Right.
So no matter what, stay away.
She says no,
run.
And it's
just
time
run.
To be like,
oh, sweetie, come back. I was just playing with you. I don't care. You said no. And look, I'm that kind of guy that if a woman says no, don't jerk me around because
right.
we're done. We're
yeah.
done.
It's over.
That way, there's never a problem.
That's all I'm saying. You can have big fun in Baltimore without getting in trouble.
Yep.
It can be done.
Yep.
I know it can
The word
be,
no
so.
Comes out of your mouth, babe, I'm on my way. Because trust me, it's shooting fish in a barrel, babe. I'm a big-time NFL star, and it's shooting fish in a barrel. I don't need some young gal.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Fish in a barrel.
Fish in a barrel, babe. See ya.
I mean, hundreds of them.
Could
have
hung
up.
With me for a week, but no.
Sorry.
You screwed up. You said no, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you may have meant, yeah, but it's over. And that's the way NFL players look. If I ever got a chance to address the rookie class that we'll be talking about, the guys getting drafted that are going to go through
right.
boot camp,
right.
the 255 young men that are coming out of college that are going to go pro this year, if I could say anything to them, it would be that speech. It was like the second you smell anything that doesn't seem proper, walk away.
Right.
Because you are now moved on to the elite ranks where you are shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
So just leave it. Leave it. Be done with it.
Yeah.
Because what is the risk? The risk is extraordinary. To yourself, to your franchise, to your teammates, to the league.
Your family.
To your reputation, to your
yeah.
family. It's endless. And you do
once
not realize the ripples.
Once you get accused once.
It stays with you forever.
Ever. Everybody's like, yeah, you know what? He got accused once.
Yeah, I did.
And now people start questioning. Look at what's going on with Roethlisberger.
Yep.
Second time around. Ooh.
Second, third.
Third time around,
yeah.
No,
not
oh,
so good. And
yeah.
people start giving you the benefit of a doubt, even if you're innocent every single time. Look at the Pac-Man Jones, man. I mean, that guy, he is so damaged goods.
Yep.
And more than half the time, he never did anything.
Exactly.
But it don't matter. Once you get associated with that nonsense, it goes down hard and it stays with you a long time.
All right. Moving on to NFL news. Big trade. A three-way trade, Jeffrey, between
yeah.
three teams. The Eagles, Lions, and Denver Broncos. The Broncos ship tight end Tony Scheffler and a seventh-round pick to the Detroit Lions.
They're also nearly on the
clock. The Lions sent linebacker Ernie Sims to Philadelphia. And the Eagles, all they had to give up was send a fifth-round pick to the Denver Broncos. So that's the way it went. It was a three-way trade.
Yep.
Detroit sent stuff to Eagles. Eagles sent a pick to Denver. Denver sent a player and a pick to Detroit. And that's the way that worked out. People
assessment.
People
Steven
at
assess.
Eagles camp are they're happy because
yeah.
they're getting Ernie Sims was a first-round pick
right.
back in the day for virtually – for. In essence, just a fifth-round pick.
Can we say pittance?
Yeah.
This pittance. Is a deep draft, but still fifth round?
The thing is, I'm not sure I would have given a fifth-rounder for Ernie Sims. He hasn't been
what have you
as
done for me
productive
lately?
For the Detroit Lions. If you can't be productive for the Detroit Lions,
well,
what makes you think you're going to be going to be productive for the Philadelphia Eagles?
What if you're the best player on the Detroit Lions, well, which would be Matt Stafford probably, but what if you're the best player on just a really bad team? Is it possible that it's going to get missed, that it's going to get overshadowed, that they're going to roll all the covers to you all the time? And
so
maybe your
so
potential can't get brought out until
yeah.
you get brought to a better system?
Okay.
Just maybe.
That is a possibility. But I think that this is very interesting. I still don't know what the Detroit Lions are doing. They drafted Brandon Pettigrew last year to be their tight end. Mm-hmm. And the dude was developing. He was an emerging star. I thought, at least, he had a rapport going with Matt Stafford. And you think, well, they don't need a tight end. Well, here they are getting Tony Scheffler.
Yep.
So good one. I'm like, he's good.
Yeah, he's not great, but he's good.
You were grooming a good one already.
Yeah, I thought you were.
So I don't know what they're doing there. And the seventh round pick, that's kind of like a throwaway. You know, it's almost mystery relevant. You know, very, very few seventh round picks stick in the NFL. And the Broncos, well, they get a fifth rounder for a tight end that wanted out of town anyway. So the Broncos are... I don't know. To me, the Broncos are like, they're just saying, anybody, I think this is the way it played out. McDaniels walked in the locker room. If you don't want to be here, step forward. And a whole bunch of people step forward. And he's like, all right, we'll work out trades, get you all out of here. And that's what the Broncos
And then the rest of the guys are like, oh, man, I think he's going to shoot us. Wait, can we have a do-over? Bridge on the River Kwai. Bet you never saw it because it's over 3 hours. Steven tends to not see movies that are over 3 hours unless it's Titanic or The Lord of the Rings.
True.
How many movies have you seen that exceeded 3 hours?
A few.
That I haven't just mentioned.
Meet Joe Black.
Was that over 3 hours?
302.
302. Okay. Well, this is pushing four.
Really?
And it's really good though. But there's a point in which
is this the one? Wait a minute.
If you could whistle, yeah, wait, yes.
I can't whistle.
I can't whistle either. Yeah, what happens when you get older and you lose your whistling skills? That's all you do when you're a kid is whistle.
I used to be able to whistle so well.
All kids whistle all the time.
It's because I'm sitting down, I think.
Ah, it's a diaphragm issue. No, it's because you can't do it.
You've got to push it from your diaphragm.
Yeah, that's the movie, though.
That's not it.
I've got a rave.
Yeah, go for it. Rave it up.
I'm going to even do this.
Well, that's the wrong way.
No, it isn't.
That's the baseball rave. Why do you keep cutting me off?
I know, I like it. There we go. Now it's working. I just wanted to go back in the time machine. I love that. I was doing Jordan's game last.
I can't.
That's not bad, but are you going to let me do my rave?
Yes,
especially
rave
since
up.
I just come around the mountain with the organ.
Up. Yes.
NFL donating $1 million for the study of brain injuries to Boston University School of Medicine.
That certainly is a rave there.
The money will support the Center for the Study of Traumatic. Okay, here we go. Encephalopathies, research into long-term effects of repetitive brain trauma in athletes, particularly football players. The NFL is the first sports league to financially support the research at the school. Concussions and results from brain trauma have plagued the league for many years. And I would like to see now it's time for the NHL to step up. It's time for the real round ball, soccer, football, around the world to step up because they've been researching head injuries, and same thing with rugby players. Time for them all to step up and put some money in.
$1 million, that's
put some money
start.
In the pool. It is. It's a good start.
Jeffrey, the NFL has now confirmed 17 prospects.
And there's still is Tebow in yet?
Tebow is now considering being
He's been
there.
Considering for a couple days.
But
stop
like,
considering.
Like leaning towards attending
Look,
the draft. My deal is for you, Tim, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't.
What ESPN and the NFL want, they want you sitting there through the whole first draft, the round of the draft, through the whole second round of the draft.
This is becoming reality TV programming, Stephen. I was reading this morning. I read probably 15 columns this morning on the draft. And they are actually, I would not be surprised if Charlize Theron showed up on the red carpet there. They're turning this into an extravaganza. And they want it to be a star-studded extravaganza.
I bet you next year it's in L.A. At the
L.A. Live?
Yes, at the L.A.
Oh,
Live.
Oh, that'd be
and
so awesome.
It's
the Nokia Theater.
Off and
the Nokia Theater would be perfect.
And people, celebrities show up and they give their advice and stuff.
And we get to be there.
Nice.
Yeah, not probably, but yeah.
Well, we'll be there if it's at L.A. Live. We're not there because
we'll
it's
be
in
outside
New York.
The ropes and there'll be people watching us with little earpieces talking to their callers. I got Miranda and Ellison. I got him. Don't worry. I got him.
Wait a minute. Miranda's got a camera following him.
All right. Check What's him. Check him. About? Pat him down. Put him in a 2119. Put him in a containment booth.
2119.
Put him in a containment booth.
What do you mean 2119?
I just did that at LAX, man. Don't make me do it again. So what's this? McNabb wants T.O. to join the Redskins. Ooh, reunited.
And it feels so good.
Reunited, you gotta be kidding.
Because it's understood. McNabb to T.O. and Sugar. That's all they got because they got nothing else after that. Seriously?
Seriously.
I didn't hear that. When did he
no, ask this for T.O.? Is, honestly, this is according to sources in D.C. Washington quarterback has encouraged the team's coaching staff to consider signing him despite the acrimony that marked their time together in Philadelphia. And Mike Shanahan told Ed Werder of ESPN that the Redskins are not actively pursuing him. But a team source said the Redskins have made upgrading their wide receiver position a high priority. Duh. But prefer to avoid bringing Owens into the locker room if another solution can be found.
Well, he does.
Sal Palantonio says that he wants this. So this is coming from multiple really well-placed people.
I see it. It's, you know.
It's even got Matt Mosley talking about it. Matt, we trust.
It's Espen. So,
we know Matt. But these are the guys at Espen that we trust highly.
Yeah, right, right. No, I understand.
So, there you go.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. T.O.'s going to have to be in a very specific situation for him. Because he's dropping a lot of balls.
Let's see. The situation where he doesn't have a team to play for right now? That's a pretty specific situation.
It is. It is. And it's not going to be arena football because that's not going to work. But, yeah. No, I still think, you know, given T.O. who he is, what he brings to the team, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
He was a good citizen last year in Buffalo. He did his time. He did his penance.
McNabb says, go for it. I'm open.
McNabb wants to win. I think McNabb is realizing that he is nearing the end of his career. He wants the Super Bowl badly.
Yeah.
He can taste it.
I gave him a few more years. Had you read the article, but that's okay. I don't feel bad.
Wow, bus throwing time. I've been busy working on the show.
I have gotten so many props on that article. It's not even. My wife came up to me. She's like, that was a damn good article, babe. I was like, thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, I could read it right now. Look at you got Donovan pictured there. That's very nice.
Yes.
NFL stands alone. Read that at NFLRNR.com.
That's right.
Go to the blog.
Check it out. Leave some comments, people. We want to know what we're doing and what
you
think.
We want to know what we're doing? I thought we knew what we were doing.
Basically, the comments section is a let's talk it out. I reply. If you ask me a question, I'll reply back to you and say.
Now, you're the web guy, so I'm just saying.
What do you say?
It'd be really cool. No, I said, okay. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Is all?
Yeah, it'd be really cool if, like, I posted something, and then, like, my Facebook could tell me that someone replied to my comment. That'd be really cool. Now, I know, I'm not saying, because that sounds like a lot of work.
You want your Facebook to tell you that someone's replied?
Well, yeah. I don't want to live on our website.
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
I know, but I want a little
I can set it so that it sends you an email when someone...
That'd be good. Emails are good. I get emails everywhere.
When someone replies.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I could do that.
Could you? Is it just for me, or could you do that universally?
Yeah, I could do that universally. Have you logged in?
Dude, I'm in right now.
Okay.
I'm in right now. It says log out is my option. So okay. I'm in.
So you're in.
Yeah.
But have you been to the dashboard where you create your post and write your article and stuff?
No, I've been writing it in Microsoft Word and then sending it to Steven.
It to me. Yeah. we'll get you the ins and outs of
Well, I've posted comments to people, though, on the website.
No, comments is great. I've seen the comments.
And my next article, I'm nearly done with.
You need a picture, though. You need to go out and get your... You need to get a Gravatar and put a little picture of you.
A Gravatar?
Like, you know, when I leave a comment, there's a little picture of me.
There is?
It's called a Gravatar. It's a global avatar.
Oh, my.
That means that picture that you use, you can use it with Facebook and Twitter and the blog posts and everything.
I don't see nothing. I'm looking at your whole article, and I'm looking at the comments.
I don't think I've left a comment.
You haven't commented on the comments. So what about my article? Did you comment on my article?
I did.
Okay. Did you read my article?
I
made you. I know you did. So
I did.
Zero comments there. I'm trying to find what this Gravatar thing. Now, I got the Cowboys Stadium implosion. I'm sure you left a comment there. There he is. There's Steven's little picture.
Right.
Okay. So most people don't have those.
Yeah,
so how do I do this?
I
mean, I got a webcam built into my... laptop here, So do it with the microphone right in front of me right now?
Well, we'll not do it right now, but I'll teach you.
I thought
you
we could walk
it.
The listeners through
well, we
it.
Could. Well, okay, we could walk the listeners through it.
How does one do this?
How does one create
a Gravatar? Which, by the way, I am ranting on Avatar, the film, but not because it's, look, it's out on Blu-ray and DVD, okay? We gave it love. Yeah. But ESPN, the magazine, come on. The back side of the cover, the back of the magazine, mm-hmm. is exactly the same as the front of the magazine. Yes. It's like a Jimmy Clausen as an avatar, and it's an ad for Avatar on nice. DVD. And yeah. I found that really annoying.
Okay.
There you go.
That's why I don't get ESPN
Gravatar.
Magazine.
Okay, good
so
stuff
you
in
go
there.
To en.gravatar.com.
Okay.
Once again, that's en.gravatar.com. Just like it sounds, gravatar.com.
All right, I'm there. Wow, look at that.
You
globally recognized avatar.
Yes.
Get your Gravatar today. I better click on that. Just a hunch. Sign up. Give me your email. Okay.
There you go.
Jeff@rarn.net.
Now, make sure that you use the email address that you use to post comments on our website. And then your little picture.
Now, get mail. There it is. Welcome to Gravatar. To activate your account, click on the link. Did that.
Click on it. There you go.
I've
you
done
click
that.
On the link.
And it's loading. And then, it says finishing, creating your, by choosing your finishing touches.
That's right. You got to go and put
and
in
I got to put
picture.
In a username.
Yes.
Your username will be permanent. Choose wisely.
Yes. Choose
How about Jeff Ellis?
Wisely.
I don't know. Just
there might be another Jeff Ellis out there somewhere.
Not any other Jeff Ellis's. And password, and you do it, and you say sign up. And you know what? Someone didn't like my
Jeff Ellis.
Apparently, yes. Only lowercase letters and numbers allowed. In username issue. Oh, so that was it. It was just capitalization.
I see.
All right.
Jeff Ellis, all lowercase.
Yeah. So I'm doing. Can you have a space?
No.
Oh, no numbers or spaces. Jeff Ellis. Okay, there we go. Sign up. And sorry, that username already exists.
I told you.
Yeah, this is going to take forever. I'll do what Jeffrey S. Ellis, which is what I always do, and that works everywhere because for some reason
you're
there's
the
none
only
of those.
Jeffrey S.
Well, at least that's connected. Oh my gosh,
there's a Jeffrey S. Ellis.
No, that's offending me.
Wow, I can't help you there. But anyways, folks,
if
you
I
then
was,
get
if that
your
were
Gravatar when you go to our website and you leave a comment with the email address that you created your Gravatar with. Your little picture will pop up when you leave a comment.
Okay, this was simply...
You weren't the only one who had asked. I had gotten some tweets of people asking how to do that. So
now,
Steven, that's how you do that.
This was... I didn't meet the password criteria. I didn't have a secure enough password. So
oh,
I'm in now.
I okay.
I got Jeffrey S. Ellis.
So then you just you add a picture.
Whoops,
upload
looks
one.
Like you don't have any images yet.
Well, there you go.
Add one by clicking here. Now, can it work with my webcam?
Yes.
My computer's hard drive, an image on the internet, a webcam attached to your computer. This is so cool.
Oh, cool. See? Webcam, computer.
If you're not seeing, expect what you see. It's because you're running on a Mac, probably. I'm just saying. I'm not seeing anything. Anyway, so that's how it works, essentially. Most people are on a PC.
You upload a picture, and then whenever you see, there's mine. How lovely, Steven at RRN.net.
Yeah, but you're on a PC.
I am on a PC.
Works
great.
That's really a shame.
So that's it. We should also say before we get to the NFC South that the Minnesota Vikings have re-signed backup quarterback Tavares Jackson on Monday.
TJ got some, whoa, backup. I'm still trying to make this work while we're listening.
The Minnesota Vikings re-signed backup quarterback Tavares Jackson.
Okay. We knew that.
He was a restricted free agent, and he's now signed his one-year tender worth $1.176 million. How would you like to get
$1.176
million?
Government gets half, so I still – I'm doing all right.
Half. Come on. It's like what?
Depending on what state you live
38%.
And then if you live in California, that's 10.
But
so
he doesn't live in California. He lives in Minnesota.
Well, we don't know where he does his taxes, but
well, that's
trust
true.
Me. TJ, stay out of California, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
By the end, you end up with half.
Well, let's just say, TJ, even still, in your pocket, you're going to get $650,000 to stand around and hold a clipboard and watch Brett Favre play football.
There's worse things that could happen.
Yeah.
However, you would very much, who wouldn't want to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? I'm just saying. It would be
nice.
I would
love to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. But if somebody wants to give me $500,000 to stand around and watch football games all my life, I ain't complaining.
Yeah, but you've got that little whore streak in you, Steven.
Do I?
Yeah, just a wee bit. He's a wee bit of a whore. That's all I'm saying.
According to who?
Me.
Okay, well, there you go.
And I didn't even correct the whom. Yes. That was pretty good of me. I sat on it. I bit my tongue. Did, I'm like, ooh, bite the tongue now.
Because you know why Jeffrey bit on that, people? I've warned him that there might come a time if he corrects my who and
I'll
whom
get the
and
crap
stuff,
beaten out of me.
I might just unleash. You know, when
but who will you beat the crap
says,
out of?
When he says, on my signal, unleash hell! Like that, and it's going to get unleashed on to Jeffrey if he corrects me one more
unleashed
time.
Unleashed on whom?
See, there you go. All right. Any other news you'd like to talk about?
No, I mean, it's only been a couple days since our last show. What about Bob?
This is pretty breaking news right here. Nuh-uh. Right that quickly. Nuh-uh. The
Just
New
like
England
that.
Patriots have signed free agent wide receiver Torrey Holt.
Wow.
To the tune of $1.7 million for 1 year.
Interesting. The Wes Welker thing is starting to work out a little bit there.
Well,
and Torrey, they got a little depth. That's a great move.
That is a great move.
Great move for the Patriots. Great move for Torrey Holt because I still felt like he had a little bit left.
I think that with Jacksonville, Holt was required to be the number one guy.
And he's
no longer the number one guy.
No, he doesn't have the legs for
it. But he could still be a great number two.
Absolutely.
Or a great slot guy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you've got Randy Moss on the other
side.
You don't
need him every down.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That's
going to
be very interesting there. Very, very interesting.
Now, although we've got this. By the time you hear this show, the schedule will be out. We can't do anything about that.
Yes.
However, what we do know for sure is that week 17 games are all going to be divisional games.
Ooh.
So they're leaking that much ahead of time.
What I want to know, though, Jeffrey, week one, the Cowboys better open in New York and open that new stadium.
Cowboys,
we
Giants
want revenge
in the new stadium.
If the Giants opened
the
our new stadium last year.
Oh, I see.
Cowboys better go open New York.
And is Romo going to write something on the wall?
He better. I will get on his butt if he does not write, we kicked your booty into your new stadium to open the season.
Wow.
Booyah! Payback's a beep!
Okay, and by the way, for people who've been trying to help us out getting to Canton.
Yes.
I've got it worked out. You got to tell me if you're in.
People have gotten us
trying to help. Listeners are always trying to help.
Why aren't they helping me? Why don't I get emails?
Because they know I stress
people
about
don't
the
love
finances.
Me.
They know I stress about the finances.
I'm not loved.
You're loved. What are you looking at? You're looking around the room
because,
like aimlessly.
Yeah.
Like some lost puppy.
Up in
damn,
space.
You're pathetic.
That's why we need a camera. Of us doing this.
Seriously.
So that people can see what I'm doing.
Steven just looking. I'm not in love. What was
said,
me?
Nobody said
so check
me
it
emails.
Out. It's a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
I get one email a week, okay?
I send you more than that.
Not from you, boob. I'm
oh,
talking
I
about
don't
from
count.
Show listeners and stuff.
Listeners don't send you emails.
No.
Yeah, I don't think that that's true.
I'm a little sad now.
I think that's
well,
just
they've
not
been
true.
Emailing Blitz a lot.
Yeah, we got a few hundred of those,
which is
cool.
Really good. Thank you very much. The UK listeners came through. You
they
know
came
what?
Through huge.
We kind of like maybe threw you all under a bus a little bit last time, so we should give them props.
Game ball.
You get the game ball. Thank you very much for we called upon you and you guys responded.
See, here's the thing. People aren't listening to these in real time, and people, especially in the off season, there's no urgency.
Yes, yes.
And so these shows are a little bit don't need to be listened to in the moment. So people sometimes go, you know, I got a 12-hour drive ahead of me. I think I'll listen to a couple of I'll save the shows.
Right.
I'll wait for and that's the way a lot of people listen to the shows.
Yes.
And so then we were getting panicked emails from iPhones and things.
Yeah.
Is it too late to help? No, it was all fine. It's all good. Yeah. We're done now. But thank you so much for everyone who helped. We're all done.
We're not done.
We're done with the blitz.
They could keep blitzing.
No. I think it's respectful to be done with the blitz.
Really?
This blitz. We got future blitzes.
Okay.
But for this blitz, I think we should be putting the brakes
really?
On.
The brakes on?
Yeah. I think
if they keep coming in forever, man, he's got to, you know, whoa, just boo-bop.
I just don't think that's kind.
Skibbity-boop-bop, you know?
I think people got better things to do with their time than be replying to
skibbity-boop-bop.
Skibbity-bop.
All right.
But thanks so much, and you can even get a little hand clap. You guys were
Thank
awesome.
Thank you to you guys. We appreciate that. And I guess do we want to talk about the commissioner and saying that?
Have you and he made peace yet?
We have.
Okay. Because
I actually asked him a question, which he responded to. Now, whether it was the actual commissioner or his assistant or somebody, but somebody replied to my email.
Okay.
And the commissioner, my question was, why has it taken so long to put a suspension on Ben Roethlisberger if one is coming or not?
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty simple. It's like I can tell you that, you know, all the investigations we've done, Ben Roethlisberger has violated the league's conduct policy.
Oh no, he came out very clear about that. He is in clear violation of the conduct policy. Full stop.
But we want to make sure that all of the legalese is done.
So basically, we don't want the union mad at us. Is that another way of saying that?
I think that's what he was talking about.
All right.
He wants to make sure that the union and the legalese and all of the attorneys dot the T's and cross the I's in the proper way so that when the suspension comes, no one will appeal and everybody, Ben will take it like a man, and there you go.
I think Homer should segue us to our breakdown of the conferences, because this would kind of wrap up the beginning of the news, the end of the news. We were talking about Ben Roethlisberger, Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
To alcohol! The cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
The NFC South. I love that line, though. Even though I don't drink.
No, you get it. It is so self-explanatory. The cause of and solution to all of life's problems. There's a reason you're in trouble, and its name is booze.
You know what?
You can drink alone with you and your buddy Weiser.
Guys, I want to meet those guys that created the whole Simpsons stuff.
Matt Groening. Well, first of all, Matt Groening, I read in college.
Yeah, and just meet and just hang out with Matt for like 5 minutes and be like, write something funny for me to say. I just want to say like I want two lines that are forever known as Stephen Miranda lines that everybody will repeat for the rest of their lives.
I want the Abu. Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. It's after he's robbed for like the 30th time. Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
So just like, hey, Matt, just write a couple one-liners.
I don't know
that
if Matt writes anything anymore. I think he's on an island somewhere. Dude, he started writing the Life is Hell comics.
Earning 20%.
There you go.
That's what he's doing. All right.
The Atlanta Falcons now on the clock here in the Rants and Raves studio. And what you got for us, Stephen?
Well, what I've got first off is you got to look at the Atlanta Falcons. And they haven't lost much via free agency. And they've acquired a couple pieces. They cornerback Donta Robinson from the Houston Texans. We all know him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty slick move. The Packers released defensive back Matt Giordano. And Atlanta picked
Giordano's great pizza.
Atlanta picked him up. But that's all pretty much the
So it's
happened.
Been kind of a quiet offseason.
It's been pretty quiet. The Donta Robinson cornerback move, that was a pretty big pickup. There for Atlanta, they needed some help in the secondary there, so that was pretty cool. Now it's you know that look, they've got their quarterback. You know, we've always said you know quarterback is a big need. Not Atlanta, they're
nope.
happy with what they got. For the most part, they're very happy with the running back. Right,
right,
maybe.
No, they're very happy.
Yeah, you know, if he could stay healthy, obviously the turn of the burner is going to be good. Wide receivers, they're okay. They paid some big dollars last year to their wide receiver. They don't have a second round pick this year because they traded away for Tony Gonzalez.
And we don't blame them at all.
No,
that was a great,
move
for
pickup.
Them.
It helped them a lot.
Made it easier for Jenkins and Roddy White. Everybody, I mean, they're
so
a good team, Steven.
The Atlanta Falcons are set at a lot of positions. I think where they need help. Is they need help on the defensive end of the ball.
I agree.
They should look at the defensive line.
Yes.
And they should look at the linebacker position.
Yes.
If they solidify some spots there, on the defensive side of the ball. Then later on in the draft, they could look for possibly maybe in the third or fourth round, try to find an offensive lineman that can they can add depth to their offensive line. But their offensive line is pretty straight. And that's all I see. I mean, I don't think that the Atlanta Falcons need much at the skill positions on the offensive side of the ball. I think they're good there. So I think you're looking at defense and you're looking for depth on the offensive line, and then maybe depth at some of those skill positions.
The only offensive line depth I would see is really at center. Todd McClure is a fantastic center, but he's getting older in the tooth, and his backup is 29 years old as well.
Yeah.
And so, and with, again, everybody's trying to go to this 3-4 thing, and that's the hot thing to do right now, which means you need more speed, better athletes,
better
and stuff.
Linebackers. Better
and
linebackers.
So, but so that brings us to linebacker. And I think that, you know, this their linebackers, they finished 10th in the league. Now we move to the other side of the ball. They finished 10th in the league, but their intermediate defense was weak. So it's like they were pretty good on the outside. They were pretty good on the short stuff, but the middle of the field, they were a little bit vulnerable. And I think that that's where they should possibly look at some people. And also, I've been disappointed with John Abraham. He was the monster when he came out in 2008. I think he came into the league, and then he kind of fell off last year.
Give him some time. Give him a few more. Give him a few.
Well,
more.
Year three time. Is when they say everybody kind of matures or they fall off, as you said.
So Atlanta's basically going to have a pretty quiet first two rounds. They have the 19th pick overall in round one. They don't have a two, and then they have a three, which is 83rd overall. They do get a compensatory selection in round three, which is the 34th pick in that round, 98th overall. So they do have three picks in the top 100. So possibly they could find three players there that can come in and help the team this season. And you got to like what Atlanta's been doing. Thomas Dimitroff there, the general manager, he definitely has put a stamp on this team and saying, this is my team. And what he likes to do is he likes to bring in young guys. He's kind of like he's a big fan and a proponent of you bring the guys in young through the draft, let them learn, and then they will help your team in the future.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to let's go out and sign a whole bunch of free agents to come in and help our team. So,
right.
And clearly, like I said, they only brought in Donta Robinson this year. They've kept a lot of their players. They've re-signed a lot of their players that were restricted free agents and free agents. So he's clearly got his idea of, I'm going to bring in young guys.
No,
they're going to help my team.
And, what Dimitrioff and Smith have done, and I think they work so well together, that I really think that they've got their heads around what they want to do organizationally, and I think it's going to bode well for the future of the Falcons as a franchise. And I think look out for them next year.
All right, so those are the Falcons. Not much needed there.
We cannot say so much with our next two teams.
Ooh, well, then
well next team, yeah. Certainly. The Carolina Panthers.
The Panthers of Carolina.
Carolina Panthers. Boy, they've lost their way.
They found a way somehow to finish the season last year at 8-8. How they won eight games.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. That's right. Well, they've cleaned house in Carolina. Finally, they got rid of Jake Delhomme, homie.
They even dusted underneath the bed.
They did. Jake Delhomme's gone. They released linebacker Nanil Diggs. Brad Hoover, fullback's
gone. Speaking of vacuums.
McKay Kalamutu, gone. And, I mean, they're just like, let's clean house. They've got a whole bunch of restricted and unrestricted free agents. Oh, I forgot they also got rid of cornerback Brian Witherspoon. I was thinking Reese Witherspoon.
You would think Reese Witherspoon. I'm
well,
there with you.
Come on.
Shirley's you know, there on like, Reese Witherspoon.
Hello. Brian Witherspoon was released, cornerback. Was released actually by the Lions and picked up by Carolina. That's really their only pickup that they've made of any significance.
I tell you, these guys in the war room there, you've got John Fox and general manager Marty Herney. They have drafted very, very well historically. But they find themselves in this very unfortunate position. As I think about the Panthers, they need to do something huge now or they're in danger of losing their jobs. This is, and I want to thank Jake Delhomme for basically taking two guys who are pretty good at their jobs and putting them on the hot seat. I mean, it sucks, doesn't it, Steven?
Yeah.
These guys have really, since 2002, they've done a really good job with their first-round draft picks. Jonathan Stewart, Jeff Otah, John Basin, D'Angelo Williams, of course, Thomas Davis, Gamble, Julius Peppers, going back to 2002. I mean, they have drafted really well.
Well,
only they don't have a first-rounder this year, but that's
Julius
okay.
Julius Peppers
this
is,
a deep
is
draft.
Gone.
Right.
But as you just said, no first-round pick this year.
But this is honestly, I was listening to Mike Mayock this morning on NFL Network, and he is saying that this is possibly the best draft class since 1983 or 84. He thinks.
Yeah.
And now.
Okay.
Okay. You're not seeing it.
You know, to say that a class is the best draft class since a certain year, we know why that year was pretty good. There were like six quarterbacks that all are possibly going to be Hall of Famers when they came out that year.
And they ended up.
You had some running backs in that.
You had John Elway, I think, came out that year.
So, okay. Yeah, sure. But we're not going to know anything about these players.
For 3 years.
For another 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And is there. Will there be any successful players that will have had a huge, long career that we can say, man, that draft in 2010.
We won't know.
It had, you're not going to know for another 10 years.
But it's his job to look at talent and to assess.
But the dude is going to be retired, living on a beach, earning 20% by the time anybody can say.
I'm hearing a dream, Steven. I'm hearing a dream. I don't know. It's just me. I'm just hearing a dream.
But can you say.
Beaches have got a lot of sand, Steven.
Well, what I'm saying is that the dude is going to be like, you know what? You know, 10 years from now in 2020, when we have the draft there, it's like, you know, 10 years ago, Mike Mayock said that draft 10 years ago.
I'll actually remember that.
It was great. It was the best draft
class. I remember.
It was like, not so much, really. We had one player that was pretty good. Everybody else was a bust. So you don't know. You don't really know. And, you know, but that's what he gets paid to do, I guess, is the.
It'll be interesting to see if they stand pat like with the number 48 pick, because that's a long way to wait.
They need. Do you even show up Thursday?
Yeah, because, again, there could be some trade possibilities about people moving up and down the draft. Another article I read this morning, I was up at 5:30 reading, trying to get ready. And, again, we're going to use 4% of what we've learned. Mm-hmm. But this was really, really interesting. Basically, the article was saying, and I wish when you read too much, you can't. I want to cite people. I want to give them credit. This was a great observation. This is rewarding, this new system of breaking it over 3 days, is rewarding the teams that don't draft well, that don't do their homework perfectly like most of the other elite teams in the NFL do. Because you have Thursday night after you screwed up your first-round pick and go, you have the whole night to reset your board and to think about things, to maybe trade, make some trades for next picks and stuff. And it gives them more time instead of you being the Rams 1 year and just go, oh, yeah, oh, shoot, our time ran out, you know, and guys are choosing ahead of you. So it rewards those who do not plan well. Yeah. I thought it was a good observation. The Panthers are not one of those teams that don't draft well, but it makes me wonder. So, that's why you show up the first day.
So basically the Raiders are going to get a lot of help from, you know, this. I think it might be a little confusing for the Raiders. I think that they'll be like, they'll still be sitting there after the first round is over being like.
There's a guy with a mop. I'm turning out the lights now.
Aren't we up? What happened?
No, sir, we come back tomorrow.
Well, nobody told me that. That's not the way they've done it in the past.
Back in 1967, we had the draft. There's 12 of us sitting around a room.
We had all 14 rounds in one day.
And we all had our phones, and we all had our people.
And we liked it.
Yeah.
L, we do little things differently.
It's 40 years ago now, man. Let's move on.
Okay.
So about the Panthers.
Well, I think, you know, you got to start off.
Whiteout.
I would say wideout, but you know, you're not going to get a pick until the second round.
Which is why I'm wondering.
A possibility that there's going to be a quarterback of value there waiting for you.
I hope there is, because I don't think this is a good quarterback class.
And I'm not sure Matt Moore is the guy to lead your team.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Matt Moore, he's our man.
If we can't do it,
great.
great. Well, we don't wish him ill. We just don't think he can do it.
No, great. Let's find somebody else. And I think, you know what? I have a sneaking suspicion.
Hunter Cantwell is going to be the guy. No?
No.
Okay.
That there is a possibility that Jimmy Clausen doesn't get taken in the first round.
Oh, I don't question that.
And if he's available.
But, dude, he would have to fall all the way to 48th.
If he's available at 48.
Well, sure.
Okay, even let's say he falls out of the first round.
Right.
Okay. So here comes day two. Don't you
now? Look, let's trade up.
You've got 1, 2, 3 6s and 2 7s. Let's package those together and move up. Let's put a 4 and a 6 and a 7, and let's move up
and go get
a Jimmy Clausen with the first pick in the second day.
Well, again, you're talking. I am so not high on this quarterback class. The fact that we're going to talk about. When we
Jimmy
get to
Clausen
the Rams,
comes
Sam
from a
Bradford.
Style offense.
Yeah, I've heard all those things. He's got a great arm. His feet aren't perfect. But
Bradford's not coming from a pro style offense.
Well,
he's coming from a spread offense. And most quarterbacks that have come from a spread offense
don't succeed in the NFL because
well,
you know why? Because you don't get
football.
Pressured a lot. You don't get hit. You don't get rushed. And at Oklahoma, you didn't. No one even breathed.
I still don't think. And we'll talk about the Rams. I don't know what the Rams are doing.
I don't. I would not. In a million years,
but they're going to take
this
Bradford.
Quarterback. And the reason is going to be because of the last 2 years we've had quarterbacks work out.
Yeah.
And they're now like, oh, man, we screwed that up. Guys, you cannot keep looking. That's the Rams. We're not talking about the Rams right now. We're talking about the Panthers.
So you say wide receiver,
I
do not disagree.
You need to get a number two to go alongside, take the pressure off Steve Smith.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, once again, wide receiver, I think, is not...
Steve Smith's out there begging for someone to take his role.
No,
he's like, I should transition into the number two guy. And when Steve Smith says something, I tend to listen because he kind of knows what he's talking about. He's really smart and he's really talented.
Well, he's just trying to say that because he's tired of getting doubled and triple covered all the time.
I would be. I don't know what it's like, but I can imagine.
The second you put
two guys on me, I don't know what you're thinking. I'm just like, find the open man. Because, man, don't throw me the ball.
Then they got to shore up their defensive line.
End.
Julius Peppers now gone. So
losing Peppers to the Bears was huge.
Yeah,
You don't just replace.
You don't ever really
10, 12 sacks
wanna
a year.
Lose Peppers unless they're really hot Peppers.
I don't really
then
care for
you
Pepper.
You can give hot Peppers to the Bears all day long.
God help you if you're a waitress who comes up to my salad with fresh ground pepper and does one turn without checking with me first. Okay. I'm just saying.
I see. But, Jeffrey, seriously, have you ever given a hot pepper to a bear?
To a bear? No, yeah. I haven't.
Okay, that's good.
Nor a Chicago bear.
He will kill you.
Okay.
Okay, just don't ever
do
it.
I gave it to James. Did I tell you this story? Okay, so James. James is half.
You gave it to
a
kid.
He's half Japanese.
A 15-year-old kid.
He's half Japanese, okay?
Yes.
I think it's from the waist up. I don't know what it means. It's just a joke, okay?
Yeah.
So we're at Panda, and he's apparently never had a hot pepper from Chinese food.
You didn't give him a hot pepper.
I just took it off my plate and popped it in his mouth, and he just opened his mouth and put it right in. from Gung Pao. I just had some Gung Pao chicken. And
that sounded so bad, but okay.
Yeah. No, the kid, you know, so he bites down the little red pepper, and his eyes just start to water immediately.
Did you at least give him milk?
Did
you give him milk?
No, we're at Panda Express. They don't serve milk. He had a lot of Dr. Pepper that day.
That does not do
the
anything.
Oil. See, when you get the Gung Pao, you usually leave those out.
Yes.
Those are in there for flavoring to add the spice. It's the oils that make
them.
It spicy. You don't eat them. And he just chomped down because he trusted Mr. Ellis. Never trust Mr. Ellis, boys and girls.
Never trust Mr. Ellis. Yes, my goodness.
Oh, James, man, his eyes were just so, they were just beet red.
All right, so back to the defensive linemen. The reason they need that, Julius Peppers is now gone via free agency, and they need to shore up that defense. Now, the Panthers are in they're not as bad as we made out of the Buffalo Bills to be.
They're not as bad as we made the Buffalo Bills. That's true.
Okay.
Where the Bills need everything kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not there. Well,
we got some amen emails, by the way, about those. I know no one sends you email, but we did.
I got that one because it was from Greg.
I know, but
Greg
does
email
Somebody said the same thing about another team that we said needed everything. And there's like, yeah, that's true. Don't like you guys for saying it, but it's true.
All right, so that's not where the Carolina Panthers are, but I would say wide receiver, quarterback, defensive line, and you know, and you get me three solid guys that are gonna at least make a play for starting at those positions, and you're gonna have an okay draft.
Okay.
All right.
Draft.
Who is next?
I believe it is the world champion New Orleans Saints. The world champion New Orleans Saints. It just sounds good. I had somebody try to nail me down at Jordan's game yesterday. Jeff, who are you going to take this year? Who are you going to take this year? Like, I don't have to declare until August, so just leave me alone. We're a long way from August.
But am I correct in hearing that you will be declaring?
Oh, yeah.
A different team?
I got to. It's a tradition. I mean, it sucks rolling off the Super Bowl winners. Come on.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm a man of pride. I'm a man of principles.
You need to roll with what you got. What got you there?
Look, if it's possible, I could bring some good juju to a team, then I think by all means I need to do that.
Roll with the team that finally broke the curse, man.
I know, and now I got to take this curse. I got to share the love.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm thinking orange helmets. Even I'm just trying to get
just share the love.
Get them off the schneid, man.
Ooh.
Browns, maybe. Texans, maybe. I mean, I'm shopping. Yeah. And I'm taking offers, by the way.
What it means that he's shopping is he's looking for the next sporting goods store to go out of business. So you see what's
what do I do with all my Saints stuff? I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now, the hoodie.
Put it up on eBay. You know, 50% goes to...
charity of my choice, please.
Yeah, charity of your choice. That's what I was looking for.
I'll go for the brain injury thing. That'll work.
All right, so the New Orleans Saints, with the being the Super Bowl winners, they get the 32nd pick.
Yeah. Something coincidental about that.
Yep. They did acquire defensive end Alex Brown, who was released by the Chicago Bears, and they picked him up. So that was pretty good.
We do not have Jamal Brown attending OTAs that started yesterday. He has not signed his tender. And that concerns me just a wee bit. So
I think they're really going to miss linebacker Scott Fujita, who left via free agency to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt them a little bit.
Agreed.
And then they lost running back Mike Bell to Philadelphia. So New Orleans, you know, and it happens every year. You win the Super Bowl and people start, you know, they come cherry picking.
And Mickey Loomis has got his hands full to try and keep his people together. I mean, Darren Sharper, he hasn't signed yet.
And Sharper might be out the door soon, too.
That's what I mean, you know, you get a coaching staff, everyone starts coming after your coaches, they start coming after your people, your personnel, and it's hard. It's really hard to keep it together, and for those elite teams that manage to, hats off to them. I mean, to the Colts and everybody who keeps rebuilding.
Well,
the Patriots.
What I would say for the Saints is if for whatever reason you cannot find a way to re-sign Darren Sharper, then you definitely need to look at the safety position because that's going to become an immediate need. Darren Sharper was a big reason. 9 interceptions last season, and that's one of the reasons why you guys did as well as you did.
No, their defense was so offensive, as we said.
I would look at running back. I know you guys – got a couple there with Reg Bush. Like I said, Mike Bell left.
Right.
But
Pierre Thomas.
Yeah, but Pierre Thomas had some injuries. The thing about Reggie is you've decided to use him in a role
uniquely.
Where he is not the every down back.
He's a situational back.
So you need to go and find yourself.
An every down running back.
And I think at 32... there is great value.
There is good value there, and I think that's a good place.
For a running back position. Then I think on the defensive side of the ball, once we said linebacker, you got to replace Fujita. Defensive line, you got to start looking at some of these older guys on your defensive line. Placing Charles Grant on rundowns is important, so you need a big white butt at the defensive tackle position. You know, kind of like I don't see why they don't make a play and a trade for an Albert Haynesworth.
Right.
With the Washington Redskins. He's a big white button. That's what they need in the middle.
At the defensive, it's a big white butt position. That doesn't move.
Well,
and sometimes doesn't show up.
It's weird because he is one of the guys where I think they got he got a big old fat contract, and he then just got big old fat, and that's it.
Right.
Didn't play for his contract.
I know.
He's like, you going to give me $41 million?
I know. Where's the Krispy Kreme?
Do you leave the light on, boss, after midnight? I was afraid of the dog.
I was afraid of the dog.
It's like, are you kidding me, this big old dude? I love that movie. Just saw it the other day.
Good.
Green Mile. But that's it. I think running back, I think linebacker, defensive line, lineman.
Especially strong side
and,
on the line.
Yep, and whatever happens with Darren Sharper, if you retain him, you may want to get a safety in the later rounds to possibly bring up. If you don't retain him, then it's time to replace him.
And don't forget, these New Orleans Saints, although they're the Super Bowl champion, they were 21st against the runs last year.
I was like, wow, they got the runs. Man, they had the runs last
year. Yeah, they did.
And yeah, they were 21st. You know, that's not good.
122 yards per game.
Ooh,
and you can't get gashed like that because what you're asking for basically is Drew Brees to come out and just go crazy and have to put up the 5,000 yards to get you back in games.
It was a pretty magical season for the Saints.
It was.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
We're keeping our eye on fullback Keith Evans, who had surgery in late October for his torn ACL. I can't even say torn ACL in his right knee. And he's expected to be all ready to go. But keep your eye on him as far as the medical department goes.
All right.
And let there be no mistake about who's in charge, by the way, in their war room. Sean Payton's the man.
Good.
Mickey Loomis signs the checks. Sean Payton is the talent.
All right, that brings us to the Pirates that don't do anything.
And when we ask them what they do, they say they don't do anything.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have lost quite a few players to free agency. Will Allen, free safety, went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Punter Josh Bidwell was released and picked up by the Washington Redskins. Wide receiver Brian Clark went to Detroit. Linebacker Matt McCoy went to Seattle. I mean, and the list goes on. Wide receiver, their number one wide receiver, Antonio Bryant, left via free agency and landed with the Cincinnati Bengals. And New Orleans took defensive end Jimmy Wilkerson off their plate. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have holes to fill.
Holes. One buck place is a little empty these days.
That's right. They have the third pick overall. They have two second rounders, 35th and 42nd overall. And they have a third rounder, 67th, and the fourth rounder is 101th overall. So they have 101th. They've got five picks from the first 101
Well,
picks.
I tell you, this gets me to general manager Mark Domenech's comment, which is, I firmly believe that the 2010 draft is as critical as the 95 draft to the Bucs.
Yep.
So he sees this as the biggest draft for them in the last 15 years.
Well, you know, and that was a big draft.
That was a huge draft. That was the point.
Yeah.
That was the one that got them the big Hall of Fame guys. Come on, help me out here.
It got them a Warren Sapp.
Yeah, there you go.
That
was legendary.
And speaking of which, I think they need a big defensive tackle a la Warren Sapp on the defensive side of the ball. I think they need a cornerback. I think they need a safety. Linebackers are pretty good, but I might take one for depth. I, as a matter of fact, would stick on the defensive side of the ball and build from that side because that is the mindset that Raheem Morris kind of has this team right now. They're definitely in a rebuilding phase. The rebuilding started last year, and it started
Bad. It started awkwardly, and then it got bad, and then it started to look a little better. And Josh Freeman started to mature a little bit. We'll see what he brings to the table this year.
Yeah,
I think it's good to give him a chance. I think that you know he's the right guy for the right situation, because when you've got a team with as many holes as they have, the worst thing you can do, and this is foreshadowing what the Rams are going to be doing, is to go all in at quarterback where you don't have anyone to protect him, anyone for him to throw the ball at. So why not get a good enough quarterback, which I do see Josh Freeman as the good enough quarterback, and then try and build a big team.
Here is the issue with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, talk to me.
It all comes down to money, 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 money.
Malcolm Glazer, thank you very much.
Money, 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 money. That's what it comes down to.
Well, it's an uncapped year, Steven, so you can spend as much as you want, right?
But the deal is they don't have money to spend. And that's what it comes down to.
Manchester United's got money.
You got the third pick overall. That's going to cost some dollars.
Then you need to trade it. It's really simple. If you do not have the $20 million Gura to give to the third pick, then you need to trade it away and get value for it and get a lot of later round picks.
Exactly.
So you're saying the third round pick probably will not belong to Tampa Bay come Thursday.
Probably come Thursday, they will have traded down out of the
top
10.
Well, we'll want to talk about that then on Thursday, and we'll want to bring in our Buccaneers helmet to go alongside a Rams helmet.
We will.
We got a Rams helmet, everybody.
Rams helmet!
It's right there by my foot.
It looks
wrong. Well, just because we haven't had one.
It doesn't even look
it doesn't look like the old one, which was all gold. Well, you know, the bright yellow Rams from the LA Rams.
This new helmet, it looks faded, even though it's not.
It looks dirty.
It's the new faded.
It's the old is new. It's like those comfortable old denim jeans. Yeah. I'm Brett Favre.
Like those people who buy jeans that already
have holes in them. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get you.
I don't understand. I've got plenty of jeans with holes.
I've got some jeans and holes that I would like to sell you.
I got holes in it. You know, I was sitting at a seat the other day. Mm-hmm. Steven had a little nail right at the back where the buttocks goes. And for some reason, my buttocks didn't feel it. And it just made a big old hole in the pocket.
Oh, nice.
So I should put them on eBay for like $250 because they got a hole.
Original hole in pocket jeans.
Yes. I made the hole myself by sitting in the wrong chair. It was at the track. Steven, not that we went to the track.
Oh, yes.
But it was at the track. Which, by the way, I started hot and finished ice cold, man.
Yeah.
I nailed the first, second, and fourth races at Santa Anita. Steven wasn't there, but I did on Sunday. I went to the track. And the first, second, and fourth races, I hit the exacta. And then I didn't do anything else the rest of the day. And so much so that Trisha came with me. I mean, you weren't there, but Trisha came with me. And Trisha was starting to copy me. And it was starting to cost her money because it was like, don't copy me.
Because she was winning when she wasn't copying you. And then she started copying.
Well, she saw that I was winning huge. Yeah. I mean, mind you, these are $5 bets.
Right.
But when you're hitting an exacta box, that pays you like $40. Right, you're like, yeah, woo! Yeah, woo! That means you picked a horse that came in first and second.
Yeah.
And then it was all downhill from there. But
I do the trifectas normally.
Well, if you were there.
Yeah, when I do go. And I usually pick the first, second, and third horses.
Right.
Much harder. For many of the races that I watched simulcast via the web.
Well, and also Horse Racing Network is on DirecTV and Dish Network.
I, for the first six races, got the first and second horse. It was the third horse that I just could never get.
Therein lies the problem and the lack of monies.
Yeah.
So this is all the money conversation started with the Glazer family, basically.
It did. It all comes back to money.
It does.
And do they have the money?
Will they spend the money? Speculation. It's not do they have, will they spend?
Well, that's right. You know, I think it motivates them to move down. I think they feel, you know what, we'll pay money out of the top 10, but I think they're going to try and slide out of the top 10. It wouldn't surprise me if they did that. Because I don't think that they feel there's somebody at value for the number three pick that they're going to pay that kind of money.
I think there is on the defensive side of the ball, but this is why, again, we're segueing slowly to this quarterback conversation. I don't see it at quarterback. At the skills position, I don't see it. But frankly, I'm much more prone to give a, say, the guy that the Texans took instead of
Mario Williams.
Yeah, Mario Williams instead of Reggie Bush. At the time, they were lambasted for that. But if you're going to give that kind of money, you want somebody that's going to be there for a decade.
Yes.
Okay, not somebody who's going to be there for 3 years. And your skills position players don't tend to last as long, and they're a lot more hit and miss. They're harder to evaluate, to extrapolate. How are they going to play and transition into a pro system? And so don't go throwing your money at players that aren't going to transition well into a pro system, especially when it's a crapshoot. And when you stick to the defensive side of the ball, you generally know what you're going to get.
Well, the Bucs certainly need help on the defensive side of the ball, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I still think they move down out of the top 10.
Well, that's fine, because I think this is a pretty deep draft, and I think if they go defensive line, because they had so many guys get hurt, Jimmy Wilkerson is one of them, and coming off torn ACL and unrestricted free agent, Chris Hoven is going to probably be replaced, and he was one of their 2009 starters, and these guys may not be back, so they really need to shore up their defensive line big time. And that will make – if they can focus and go back to what they used to be as Tampa Bay Bucks defensive football, that's going to make it so much easier for Josh Freeman and the offense.
All right. So that concludes the NFC South.
And we're running out of time, man.
Brings us to the NFC West. Plenty of time. We're only at 1:15. Let's go to the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, of all shows that need to be a short show, it's this show.
Yeah, we always say that. But
no, but I'm
going.
Serious, man.
The Arizona Cardinals, well, they've got a big problem.
They got a big problem under center.
Yeah.
Let's start there, shall we?
Who's going to be under center?
Well, it's going to be Matty.
Ooh.
See? A man who won't be Kurt Warner. A man who won't have multiple Pro Bowls and Super Bowl rings.
They traded away Anquan Boldin.
Yeah.
They lost Antoine Roll.
Roll. They didn't lose him. They know where he is. He's just not working for them anymore.
Carlos Dansby.
Yep.
So there you go.
Now, 1 year ago, everybody was going, Beanie Wells, I don't know if he's tough enough. Well, look. He had a good breakout season for me. I thought that was a great draft pick for them. They took him with the 31st pick last year, and I think that he looked really good. He had a good season.
Well, they picked 26th overall this year. After they lost Roll, they traded for Kerry Rhodes, so they've got somebody there to fill that need, but they still need to replace Dansby. They need to replace Anquan Boldin. Frankly, they need to replace Kurt Warner, as far as I'm concerned.
They need to you mean Matt Leinart. They already have replaced Kurt Warner.
No, what I'm saying is
they need to replace Kurt Warner. That's funny, Steven. Yeah. That's funny. They're looking for a replacement for Kurt Warner, who retired.
So
they handed the ball to somebody else. Well, here's the deal. They got Timmy Hightower. They got Beanie Wells. If we can just run the ball every freaking down.
You can't do that.
Matty will fumble seven times over the season. And no, you can't play that way, guys.
They're hoping Steve Breston steps up to fill the void that Anquan Boldin left. But look, they also lost Jeremy Urban, who was their deep threat, their guy down the middle. So they need a wide receiver. They're going to have to go there. Offensive lineman's going to be a need because they're going to need to get a little bit better protection, especially if they keep Matty at the helm.
They're going to need the Great Wall of China, Steven.
You know what? I recently saw a trailer. But I saw a trailer with the Great Wall of China in it. What? Oh, the new Karate Kid movie.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Karate Kid?
No.
It actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah, the old one is fine.
It is, and Elena loves the old one, but she saw the trailer.
She probably thinks Ralph Macchio's cute, knowing your daughter.
Yeah, probably. And we went to go see Alice in Wonderland, and they had the trailer for the new Karate Kid, and she was like, "Wow, Daddy, that one looks pretty good, too."
Let's see them both.
Okay, so we're going to probably go see that one. The new Karate Kid.
All right. In a theater and drive-in near you. Mr. Movie Phone.
Will Smith's son is the new Karate Kid.
I see.
Yes.
So what do we do without Dansby? They got Joey Porter. So now they got the big pass rusher, right? But he's 33.
Yeah. I don't know how effective Porter's going to be.
Neither do I. That's why I'm asking. I don't know what you... They took
offensive
such a hit.
Line... Wide receiver, linebacker, and quarterback if you're not happy with Matty.
And if you are, what are you smoking and where do I get some? All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Apparently our thoughts on Matt Leinart, they're coming across today.
Not him as a person. We don't know him. We haven't met him, okay? We're just saying as a quarterback... We don't like what we've seen thus far. Please prove us wrong. Yeah. As I, you know, we said this a lot last year in the preseason. Please prove us wrong.
Right.
Because we have our assessments and they are not kind.
Yeah.
But we don't wish bad things on teams. Well, except for a couple of them.
When he did come in last year to replace Warner, when Warner either got injured or they pulled him out of the game or whatever, he just looked like he was really high with his passes.
Okay. What are you smoking and where do I get some?
He was really high. His passes when he's throwing were missing his passes, high. Yes. And Fitzgerald kept looking at him like, if you think.
Dude, seriously?
That I'm going to go lay out for that? For you?
That's called an ambulance maker, man. You throw me that ball, I catch that ball, I leave in an ambulance. It's really simple.
Now, apparently, the Arizona Cardinals do think that they need to address the quarterback situation, whether it be getting a backup, a veteran backup, or something. They're going to do something about it. I think
Jeff will. Garcia,
maybe. But see, the problem is you bring in a Jeff Garcia, and then there's a battle, a quarterback competition in the preseason. And Garcia wins.
Of course he does. Just like last time you brought in Kurt Warner for the exact same situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You're bringing in damaged goods from the Giants because you just wanted to have someone to mentor and to grow Matt Leinart as a starter. But Matty's our starter. Oh, you know what? Kurt's playing so much better. Oh, Kurt took us to the NFC Championship. Oh, Kurt's in the Super Bowl. Oh, what do you know?
Yeah, Matt goes.
And then, Matt, it's your job again. Oh, Kurt took it from you again.
All right, this
love Francisco. Dominic Rogers Cromartie. I got to say something positive about the team.
All right, say something.
DRC.
I said Larry Fitzgerald's the bomb.
We know that, but we got to give.
I was being positive about the team.
Just giving DRC some love.
I would like Larry Fitzgerald on my team.
Yeah,
man, that would be good.
Very, very good.
Moving on. I'll tell you what, you guys give me Larry Fitzgerald, I'll give you Roy Williams. And a couple of draft picks.
And a bag of chips.
And some money.
Okay, but not the chips. You know, Steven and his chips shall never be parted.
Yeah, you can't part me from my chips. The San Francisco 49ers making some moves, wheeling and dealing, shaking and baking.
I need to remind you, Steven, about the San Francisco 49ers. That it's very, very simple.
Our formula.
What is
our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
Okay, well, if that's what you do, Coach, bringing David Carr in from New York, probably not the best idea.
Just keep watching.
Okay, all right, I'll keep watching.
I can tell you. You just keep watching.
Great. Nice talking to you again, Coach.
And we'll go from there.
All right.
That was fun.
There you go. So they brought in David Carr, quarterback, to be the backup or maybe compete for a job. I don't really know. Minnesota, they snatched cornerback Carl Pema.
What about the big signing of trading for Teddy Ginn?
Yeah.
Just 6 days before the draft. Boom!
Ted Ginn
Boom!
Jr.
Boom!
I think that you
Michael Crabtree, Josh Morgan, Vernon Davis, boom, boom, boom.
The thing
come
about
on.
The Ted Ginn Jr. trade is like, look, Ted doesn't have to come and feel like he's the number one guy. He's not. They got Michael Crabtree.
And if the deal ends up stinking the place up, it costs you a fifth rounder. Ooh.
Right. Yeah.
So definitely. I think it was a great move.
And then someone on Facebook pointed out to us that how strange must it be for Alex Smith to throw to VD and Krabs?
Yes. Crabs. That's disgusting.
Why not? That's exactly
That's
what
disgusting.
I said. That's exactly what I posted
Don't
back
go
to.
There.
But Vernon Davis and Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And for those of you kids who don't get it, please don't get it.
Good.
Don't get it. Never had it, never will. It's time for Jeff's Soapbox. Best way to avoid any sexually transmitted disease? It's called monogamy. It's kind of a funny thing. Never happens. Never happens. Never have a worry in your life. That's it. That ends this public service announcement.
Okay, thank you for that public service
monogamy.
Announcement.
It's kind of weird.
The San Francisco 49ers, and they have the 13th pick overall in this year's draft.
Good. I like drafting 13. That's a good place to be.
Do you know what? If they don't believe Alex Smith is their guy.
Yeah.
The guy who they took with the number one draft pick just 4 years ago.
I don't think they know yet. They don't know.
I think they need to know because I think they need a quarterback.
this is not the year to get a quarterback. Next year is the year to get a quarterback. The players coming out next year at quarterback are so deep that you give Alex Smith this full season, and you've got David Carr as a veteran there to look after him and to wipe up after him. Seriously, and you wait till next year. Yeah, and then next year in the draft, boom, you go quarterback, and you've got some really good ones coming out, and their names aren't coming to me, and I'm sorry, I'm just too tired. But trust me, next year is when you go after a quarterback, not this year. This year you go offensive tackle. They just signed Joe Staley.
I'll agree with you. They need some, they need some offensive line help. Yeah. I'm good with that, but
they struggled in the run game, man. They were so frustrating.
They were pretty good on the defensive side of the ball.
Last year.
But their quarterback play was shaky all season long.
Yes, it was.
Frank Gore didn't stay healthy much, but when he was on the field, he was productive.
He was productive.
So I think let's look offensive side of the ball. Yes. Give me a quarterback and a running back, and we'll be fine.
No, tackle, man.
Okay, and I need one of those two. I need an offensive lineman. Yeah,
that's right. To make the holes, to make the machine go, to take the pressure off Alex Smith, because you've got the weapons around him. Now, if we keep the running game going consistently, then we're in good shape.
Alex Smith's not the guy. And I actually tried to tell the San Francisco 49ers 4 years ago that he wasn't the guy. They would not listen to me.
Just keep watching. That's all.
I will keep watching.
I can tell you. You just keep watching.
But Alex Smith is not the guy, Coach. He's not the guy.
Just keep watching.
Okay.
Please, for heaven's sake, just keep watching.
All right. Anything else?
No, I honestly think this is a team going in a good direction.
They are
They are poised to – I think they're probably poised to contend again for the title in the NFC West.
Look.
I think that's probably why you're being so hard on Alex Smith.
To be hard on the Arizona Cardinals and Matt Leinart. But if Matt Leinart is the 16-game starter for the Arizona Cardinals next year,
The NFC West is wide open.
It is wide open. There is no
it's
way
one of the worst divisions
that
in football.
Arizona's going to dominate anymore. Seattle's gotten better, which we'll talk about in a minute. And San Francisco, they were a couple games away for the last 2 years.
And the Rams, well, they're the Rams. So when you play in a three-team division, your odds go through the roof.
They do. They do. You have a 33.
It's like horse racing when there's a five-horse field versus a 14-horse field. Just saying.
I like the Niners. They're going to be all right.
They are. That's why I think you're being so hard on Alex Smith. Because I think you see this team
he's
as a team.
He's not the guy.
That's my point, Steven, that I'm making. I'm defending you.
Okay.
You see this team poised and on the brink of being a really solid team.
Yes.
They just need that extra piece.
Yes.
That's your point.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my point.
Let's move to Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, they do.
Oh, boy.
New head coach
whole
in Seattle.
Regime change there.
It's a whole new world.
Whole new world. A magic carpet ride. It really is.
Pete Carroll with power.
Lots of power. Superpower.
Some people said that, you know, he's going to come in and he's going to trade for Matt Leinart.
Mm-hmm.
No, he isn't. Okay? He's a smart coach. He knows Matt Leinart was really
good
in college.
Had Matt in college. And you
not
know what?
Going to coach him in the National
Worked great
Football
in college League. Because at USC, no one touches the quarterback.
Exactly.
He doesn't even wash his jersey after the game. He just kind of hangs it up and wears it the next game. That's kind of convenient. Same thing with the trousers. Now, do you seriously think that we're going to have a QB competition between Hasselbeck and Charlie Whitehurst?
Well, he did go out and get Charlie.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think that we're actually going to have a quarterback competition?
I don't think there's a quarterback controversy or competition. I don't think that's what's going to happen. No, it's Hasselbeck's team to lose.
Okay.
But the problem
is... He hasn't looked very good lately.
Pete Carroll's being very smart. Hasselbeck hasn't remained healthy the last two seasons.
Well, how has he been able... How can he when he's been just getting the crud beaten out of him?
Well, that leads me to believe that your number one priority in this draft,
me?
With the sixth pick overall, you need to look at an offensive lineman.
Big time.
big,
huge body,
6'6", 330-pound bass, lightning quick, get a pig in a lightning bottle offensive lineman.
I'd love to know how that sentence was going to finish. Walter Jones is expecting to retire, and Ray Willis is playing left tackle. They really need somebody, an offensive tackle that you can build a future around. Steven, they still have not recovered from the trade of what's his butt to the Minnesota Vikings.
Hutchinson.
Steve Hutchinson. They still have not recovered from that.
No.
How a team can lose, that is how integral you are at left tackle. When you've got somebody that is a franchise left tackle, you've got so many things going for you. You've got the running game going for you. You've got the passing game going for you. You've got the quarterback protection happening. It all clicks and it all works. That's why this is becoming the second highest paid position in the NFL.
Yeah. You know what's really cool about Seattle?
The city is beautiful. The people are cool. They've got a beautiful baseball stadium and football stadium. It's really loud. They've got the 12th. Oh, it was rhetorical. I'm sorry.
They've got the 6th
Pikes Market
14th pick overall in the draft.
And they need them badly and use them both on offensive tackle. And you may end up with one of the two guys could end up being the star of the future and the future
both
of that franchise.
Could.
Why not? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, both
put
of
one
them
at right,
could.
One at left, and have them battle it out, see who's best.
So I think they can fill a need. I think with the 6th pick, you get a stud offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And with the 14th pick, you get a stud running back.
Mm.
And you fill your two needs.
Yeah, no, they definitely need some help at running
they
back.
They need a running back.
Julius
Since
Jones, Justin
Sean
Forsett.
Sean Alexander had talking to God about his broken foot.
Yeah, that was a bad conversation. Again, where did you get the weed and where can I get some? Because when
since,
you're hearing God
since,
tell you stuff.
Since Sean
that
Alexander
conversation
had
with
that
God.
Conversation with God, they've needed a running back.
They really have.
They tried to bring in Julius Jones from Dallas to fill the need.
Yeah, I know.
It's been so-so.
Justin Forsett.
Yeah, so get I don't even have to be I don't even have to be Pete Carroll. I know what the number one pick. I'm getting number 6th pick. I'm getting a big offensive lineman. Number 14th pick. I'm getting a stud running back. I'm gonna be set. I'm gonna have a nice quarterback battle during camp. Someone to push Hasselbeck and say you got to stay healthy. I'm gonna got somebody who's gonna be right here and take your place. I'm gonna be ready. And then next year, regardless of what happens this year. Next year, I go get and find my franchise quarterback of the
future,
and now I've got myself a team.
And that's a good way to do it, Steven. Yep. And I think that's what they should do, unless anybody be confused at all about who's making the decisions, who's pushing the buttons here. The only way you got Pete Carroll out of USC and out of that cushy job is you gave him power. Yes, you have a new general manager in John Schneider, but he is literally a figurehead relative
to Pete
Carroll.
The guy who was in Jaws?
Yeah, John Schneider. He's the guy who shoots the shark.
Smile,
the,
you oh, son of a...
You gave away the ending
Did
that
I?
The shark dies.
Oh.
But it doesn't because there's Jaws 2, 3,
four,
and 3 was in 3D.
That's right.
4,
5,
and Jaws Revenge, 6.
Was there a 6?
I hope not. But Pete Carroll is pushing all the buttons
yes.
here, and this is not John Schneider. That was a different... That was Roy Scheider.
Roy, okay.
Nice pull, Jeff.
Yeah, that was
didn't
a good
even
pull.
Go to IMBD. DB.
IMDB.
Crash cart. Clear. Beep.
All right. There you go.
That so brings us,
Seattle
not
South.
Alphabetically necessarily.
No.
But certainly practically it. To the St. Louis Rams and general manager Billy Devaney.
The St. Louis Rams. Well,
had
gone
an owner die,
from St. Louis.
Had a coach gone.
Mark Bulger. Bye-bye. Released. And I think that released the team from...
from what?
Well,
I think
I
any player
it.
That gets released from the Rams, I think is counts it as a blessing, Steven.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, they also lost quarterback Kyle Bowler, who went to Oakland.
Well, he's bowling now. No, that was a bad joke.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. That was just a really
I was
bad
like,
joke.
In Oakland?
I retract that joke. Dude, I've been to a bowling alley. Dude, when I was bowling, I was bowling
joke.
Up at Mark's house, up at
yeah.
Turlock, so we went up to like Modesto or something,
yeah.
where you are in the middle of Raider Nation in the
oh,
Central Valley.
Gosh.
And there was a guy wearing a, it was a New Orleans Saints. He was wearing a Drew Brees jersey. And I said, hey, I like your jersey. And he just about turned around and swung at me. He nearly threw a punch at me till he saw us wearing a Saint sweatshirt.
Right.
Because he is so accustomed to being harassed by Raiders fans that he was ready to throw a punch when I said, I like your jersey. He just assumed that I was a Raiders fan that was giving him crap. Nice, Raider Nation. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Rams. And I don't know how you got me onto the Raiders. Gee whiz.
I said that they Kyle Buller, the quarterback, was released. And I mean, unrestricted free agent. He went to Oakland.
Yep.
And the Rams said, okay, see you later.
And now Kroenke may be in there as the full-time owner if he could dump the Nuggets and now, the Colorado Avalanche.
The Rams did bring in quarterback A.J. Feely in from Carolina.
Feeling that.
Guard Hank Fraley from Cleveland. They brought in Darcy Johnson, a tight end from the New York Giants.
I remember him.
So they've been active in the free agent market. Defensive tackle Fred Robbins from the New York Giants. Apparently they've been raiding players from the New York Giants because of Steve Spagnuolo's ties with the Giants.
What's wrong with his tie?
They brought in tight end Darcy Johnson.
You already said that.
Did I?
Yeah, because I like him.
Oh,
actually.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was a cornerback Kevin Dockery then from the New York Giants. So that's four players there from New York
and
that came over via free agency.
You've always got Steven Jackson, who is legit as they get.
So what then do what are their still needs? Well, I don't believe you brought in A.J. Feely to be the future of your club. So clearly you need a quarterback.
But this year.
But you also need some wide receiver help. And you need some offensive line help.
And you need some defense help. And you need some special teams help. And have I gotten there? Is that it? Special teams, offense, defense?
Well,
that's it.
I would say they're pretty solid at the cornerback position. But, yeah, other
that
than
was
that,
corner, just so that yeah. was Steven enunciated clearly.
Cornerback, yes.
Quarterback is
cornerback.
A huge issue.
Back.
Yeah.
And even though they have Steven Jackson, you know, he's been in the league for a while, so I'd start looking at a replacement.
Well, at least provide him some guys so that he can not be triple covered all the time.
Right.
Because as it is, you roll every piece of coverage to him every time because why? Who else are you going to throw it to? Donnie Avery?
Ooh.
Come on.
The Rams were god awful.
They were god awful. And
that's why they finished the season at 1-15.
I want them to trade that number one pick, Steven, mm-hmm. and just stock load as many draft picks as they can get. Stock up this year, get the best players you can get, and then next year go after your quarterback.
Yeah.
And then you may have a franchise that will win more than one game.
The Rams, let me give you some offensive numbers.
These are going to be offensive.
32nd in the league, which was dead last, averaging 10.9 points per game. 10 points per game, almost 11.
Yeah, there's baseball games I've been to that have scored more points than that. There's been hockey games I've gone to that have scored more points than that.
They were 29th in the league in offensive yards per game.
Stinky poo-poo. Yeah.
28th in the league in pass yards per game, so they couldn't throw the rock.
Stinky poo-poo.
They could run a little. They were 20th in the league rush. But that's
stinky poo-poo.
Stinky poo-poo.
You're on the wrong end of the table there.
They have the number one pick, the number 33 pick, and the number 65, and the 99. So four picks in the top 100.
Imagine what you could get for that number one, which you probably can't afford to pay either.
Right.
You're looking at 50 million gura
well,
to get that number one.
I'm going to say that I am 95% sure.
I am too that they're going to take Sam Bradford. I know that. Just so vehemently disagree with this because they are such a bad team.
Vehemently?
Yes.
Vehemently.
I am, Steven, and this is a team I don't like. This is a team I like to not like, okay?
Well, they left you.
They did. They spurred me.
I know how it is.
You don't know how it is.
I do.
When do the Cowboys up and leave you, Steven?
There's a girl who I will never talk to as long as I live. She's the only girl to ever break up with me, ever.
No woman ever breaks up with me.
Well, she did. She's the only one. Ever.
One woman breaks up with me.
once. She did it once. And that's it. So I know how it is. I wouldn't want her around. I wouldn't want her to come back to me.
Okay, so last night's 24. I know you don't like it.
Yeah.
But Jack is just coming unglued. Women, never date Jack Bauer. You're dead. It's that simple. Don't ever date. So he's on the gal who knows.
Did they kill his wife again?
His girlfriend, yeah.
Okay.
And so he's interrogating the gal who knows who the shooter is.
So in seven seasons, they've killed three wives and a girlfriend of his.
But his daughter still lives, okay, thankfully.
All right, good.
And Chloe's got to stay alive because she is the show.
She is Chloe.
But it's just...
I don't even know who Chloe is, but okay.
She gives looks like...
Okay.
She gives the snotty looks I just gave Steven. Like, are you serious?
She's a snotty girl.
So very briefly, here's the deal.
Yes.
He says to the gal who knows who's responsible, I know where your family is. Right this moment, they will not make it home tonight unless you tell me what I need to know.
Ooh.
It's like, holy crap, he's serious. She's, no, I'm not saying that I will kill them someday. They will not make it home tonight. Yeah. It's like, I'll tell you anything you want to know, Mr. Bowers. Please don't hurt me. And that is, you know, that's the St. Louis Rams. They are going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to take Sam Bradford, but I would like to go in there and say, don't do it. Because I've been scorned, and I can't even hate him that much that I want them to screw this up, Steven.
Well, the thing is, I don't even know who... Take Ndamukong Suh.
Please! Take Ndamukong Suh, please!
If you're going to keep the number one pick...
Use it wisely.
Take the number one player on the board.
Somebody you can build around. Somebody you can build a future for. Next year, get your quarterback, get some of the other pieces in place, or for heaven's sake, please trade this pick.
There's still going to be a value pick. You're going to pick 33rd.
33rd! There's a lot of deep, deep.
You get the first pick again on Friday.
Yeah.
So just think of it. You still took a quarterback with the first pick. It was just the first pick in the second round.
The St. Louis Rams are on the clock. That will start Thursday and Friday. Come on.
And Saturday.
Get it right. Saturday,
and
too.
Saturday, too, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Because they have the first pick in the fourth round.
You're right. Yes. There you go. Rolls back around again. So that's what we got. I feel like I've been on the hot seat this whole show because I got to go.
All right. Well, are you hot?
No, actually, I'm cold. I'm wearing my sweatshirt. I'm freezing.
I'm a little warm.
You're always warm.
Wow,
always...
this is a short show. That's all you got to say about the Rams?
What, an hour and a half? What is it?
I want to say more things about the Rams.
Well, why don't I leave and go do what I got to do and you just keep talking?
What do you got to do?
I told you up before we started the show.
Blinded by the light.
Oh, man, you're wasting my time.
All right, people.
Boom. Only day.
So if you're in the UK, listen to us on Sky, or actually watch us on Sky Sports News.
Approximately a quarter to the hour of one.
Which is quarter to the hour of 8 p.m., 9 p.m. local time, right?
Yeah, but no one's watching over here, Steven, and I already checked ahead. For those of you who have Fox Soccer Channel and go, I get Sky Sport News twice a day. Not then. They're going to be showing Serie A Italian soccer.
There you go. So in the UK, you can watch us. We'll hopefully get a copy and we'll make it available to show donors again.
Absolutely.
As
show
we
donors
always
will always
do.
Get it.
And then eventually at some point, the rest of you will throw you guys a bone as well.
Absolutely. Well, that's why we put one on the homepage.
Well, there you go.
We tried to share.
All right. Thanks for listening, people. Jeff's got to go. He's got to buy me lunch or something like that.
I should.
That's all the time we have. The draft is upon us.
I have to go
we
pee-pee.
Are done with all of our analysis. This has been Steven Miranda.
Remember, never fall to paralysis by analysis. Jeff Ellis.
NFL rants and raves. Good night.